is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Featured interview.
Hey, Dave, have you ever had a chance to see that classic movie known as The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I have. It's one of my favorite movies.
You recall there towards the end when Dorothy has entered Emerald City as she's looking for the wizard, and there's a man that's behind the curtain, and he's yanking all these gears, and he's yanking on ropes and stuff, and then there's suddenly this big boisterous voice that says, "Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain."
Oh, yeah, I love that part.
Well, we're going to get a chance to interview a few of our very own people that work behind the curtain here at www.abovetopsecret.com. And of course, I'm talking about our friendly neighborhood moderators.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a long, long time. And you and I first said when we first started the ATS Mix show, you know, boy, wouldn't it be fun to look inside the dark side of the force and let people see what's really going on in their minds, and also what's it all about to be a moderator on the number one world conspiracy theory, you know, website in the world. I mean, my Lord, talk about awesome responsibilities.
Absolutely. And you know, the great thing about it is that we're able to associate a voice with the member's name, and we also are able to disclose that, yes, these are actual human beings that are working here.
Yeah, they're not robots, and they don't work for the NSA, by the way. We found that out.
Yeah, because their checks are much smaller than ours. So
they're a hell of a lot smaller than ours. Just teasing.
That's right. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get on with the interview, because I think you folks are really going to enjoy it.
It's going to be a ride. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And we are so privileged that we are going to embark down a path that, well, maybe we may not want to go down any further than we have to. But we have as our guest today, and we're breaking ATS virginity. We have two of the more popular moderators for AboveTopSecret.com, and we have with us, and I will ask you by name or say hello to you by name so we're not stomping all over each other, we have from the hill country of Canada, Intrepid. Hi, Intrepid.
Good day. How's it going?
Good. And from the lower part of the Canadian Canal, we have a man that I call Cracker.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. And then, of course, my lovely co-host to my left, Johnny Anonymous. How are you doing, Johnny?
Oh, just fine. Thank you for inviting me to this fine, wonderful group.
Anyway, we're real excited, guys, because, I mean, you know, I've been on the site for, like, since February 2006, and obviously I have had more than my share of debates with the Gestapo crowd. And, you know, everybody just looks at you guys in kind of an ominous kind of way, you know. I mean, and we want to bring a touch of humanity to it that shows that everybody that, you know, you guys have a really difficult job to do. It's a really tough job to do. And, you know, that you're just like Johnny and I. You're completely nuts, but that's no defense. So, John, you want to start the questioning? And remember, we're going to ask each of the moderators by name so they don't know which one we're talking to.
Sure. I would just like to point out that you said that they were just nuts like you and I. The difference I would imagine would be they are nuts with power, you see. They've got the power!
Can Intrepid pop in on that one?
Intrepid can jump in left or right.
Yeah, well, that comes up an awful lot, and it's actually with me, it's come up a couple of times this week, and the way I look at it is I'm a member just like anybody else. I only have to be a moderator when I have to be a moderator.
Right. Right.
Oh, and really, all the way around. That's a most wonderful comment. That
was Johnny's nice. Giving you the clap.
See, I see probably not the power clip. No.
Well, I have a question here for Mr. Krakur, and I hope
yes,
I pronounced that correctly. Thank you very much. I was kind of interested, you know, what would make somebody join a fine organization, a plug here for Mark and Bill for
Simon.
Don't forget Simon.
Let's not forget Simon. Yeah.
Don't forget the Brits, brother.
That's right. www.abovetopsecret.com. How on earth did you guys hear about our great website? What was the first time you heard about it to kind of draw you to it?
Well, I was actually looking up 9/11 conspiracies for whatever reason, probably because I live in New York and saw something somewhere that interests me. And when you did a search on Google for 9/11 conspiracies, I would say about the first 700 pages come up ATS. And so I went, I read, and I haven't left since.
And you, Intrepid?
Actually, it was a coworker that was into the SETI website, and he turned me onto it, and I saw the politics, and my eyes just lit up. Love the politics.
Do you remember what year it was that you guys did this?
Go ahead.
For me, it was late 2003.
I was early 04, and I joined probably within a month because I couldn't. You know, I felt it was easier to see the site as a member than the other way because I was afraid to post for a while.
Right. Was it because of the thought that goes in everybody's mind that when you post something you don't know who's watching, who's listening, or what?
No, I think just the general consensus of the membership scared me a little bit with some of the things I was seeing.
Oh, wow. Boy, tell me about it. Listen, we're not talking about the trash bin either.
No, we're not talking about the trash bin either.
Cracker, let me ask you a question while we're on this roll. How long were you a member before you became a moderator, and when that transpired, did, like, you know, one of the amigos ask you, or you know, did somebody die and you took over their place, or what?
Well, I joined in 04, and I became a moderator actually early this year, so it's 3 years.
Wow.
And how did it come about? Two guys in hooded robes showed up at my door. They knocked on my office. No, I got a UDU from Springer, I think, asking me if I was interested in the job, and I said no. And he convinced me that I was, and I took it on.
And so he says, I refuse to take that as an answer, and just made you one. Did he drag out that little wand he has with him, or what?
You know, I was afraid of the amount of work that goes into it, and rightfully so, I see now. But when he told me about all the government checks that you get and all the benefits from the Illuminati, I figured it was worth it.
Per diem.
That's right.
Yeah, the NSA checks really come in handy when you got car payments.
That's
okay,
right.
Intrepid, how about you?
I was. Let me do the math. Oh, math's not my big suit. I would say
calculator.
I was a member about 9 months when I got. This is really going to screw you up. You know the date that they asked me to be a moderator?
9/11.
September 11th, 2004.
No kid.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice.
Now there's a conspiracy for you.
No kid.
Wow.
I honestly don't remember who I got the UTU from. And I was thoroughly shocked, and to this day I still think that they asked me to be a moderator because they wanted to shut me up. I was even more vocal back in that day.
Oh, really?
I love it.
That's too funny. Hey, listen, I want to address both of you with this next question, and we'll start with you, Intrepid, and then after Intrepid finishes answering, then Cracker, please feel free to just chime in. And this may be kind of a, well, I'll just ask it.
Sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
tell them what you think.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody with this. Since both of you
can offend them. I mean, they can ban you, but who cares, you know?
All right. Thank you. It's Dave Rabbit, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Nazi. Since you have both been moderators, I'm sure that you guys have probably developed a, not necessarily a relationship, but kind of an akin feeling to certain posters, some that probably are your perhaps more favorite posters, and then some that are absolutely the ones that make your hair crawl. So I'm kind of curious as to who, and you don't have to name any names, but you could possibly give us some examples of who or what kind of poster would get your hair to crawl. And we'll start with
recently?
You.
Recently?
It can be any time, any time.
Oh, Dave, how much time have we got?
We got all the time in the world.
Oh, man. You know what really gets on my nerves is partisan BS. You can say BS here, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like people aren't even reading. They just draw the battle lines. You know, let's fire the cannons off, let the bodies fall, and whoever can stay in there the longest wins.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff drives me nuts. I don't have to name names there. Anyone can look at the board, and you can see what I'm saying.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know exactly. I can name some. I can name some for you, but I won't.
Can I apologize for that now?
Oh,
yes.
Please.
Go ahead. We like apologies in advance.
I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than when someone goes in on the seventh page of a thread that's been basically beaten up and resolved and just read the first post and then posts.
I know what you're talking
about. That, to me, is the most annoying. And usually it's in something that's already been either deemed a hoax or has been shown to be something different, and they go in there and post something completely off the wall, affirming the first post after 700 people have responded against it and proven it to not be true.
And 3 years later, you know.
And all of a sudden, 3 years later, something will pop up and someone will say, I can't believe Titer did this. And you're like, come on. That's my worst thing.
That's wild.
Okay, let me ask you both a question. And Krakur, I'll let you start this time. You know, there's gotta be a good side and a downside to being a moderator. I mean, I can already envision what your answer is. I mean, you know, I mean, Johnny and I are token moderators. I mean, we have the little moderator powers to a degree, but I mean, you know, I mean, we're just basically, you know, trying to figure out what the hell we're doing, much less, you know,
like
trying
Elvis
to go in there.
Like part of the DEA.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I mean, you guys really have a tough go, because I mean, I'm sure, and I'm going to give you my observation, and then Krakur, you lead me into this thing, and then Intrepid, you put your two cents in. But I won't give you my assertion of the thing. Let me think.
Uh-oh.
And then see if you agree, disagree. Now, this isn't a sidebar. I would think that the best thing to it is that it's a sense of self-worth to a degree, in that you're trying to make the site a better place for everybody that comes into it. And I would think that the worst part of the job of being a moderator is that there's no thanks to it, except for the own little crowd, you know, that goes to Cosmic, because it's just a job that has to be done, obviously, but that it's not appreciated. Now, that's my take. Krakur, what's your take?
I agree with you on the camaraderie of the moderators. I will tell you that part of the fun of it is getting to see behind the curtain and seeing how this site actually operates and the way the moderators work. And it really is an amazing thing. And it is real nice when you get that U2U from Springer asking you to do something that you didn't think you could ever handle or have the ability to do it. And obviously they saw it in me for some reason. I still haven't figured out why, but they think I'm capable, and so they asked me to do it. That, to me, was a big plus. The uniforms were nice that they sent you. Did you get yours yet?
Yeah, you talk about the one with the little cotton tail? Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, it's cute.
The worst part about it is that, and I'm sort of adjusting to it now, but I used to go to the site, look at the things I like to look at, the different areas, make my posts, maybe argue with somebody or debate on something, or, you know, see somebody was posting something truly ridiculous and just call them out on it and leave.
Right.
Now I go there working. And if I'm lucky, I get to post things I want to post. It's a very difficult division between the two. And you find when you go to post in an area where you like to post normally, that you have to be different now, because you can't take a side always, and you can't call a member out, because then you're a mod picking on a member, and everyone's going to start screaming about it. And unfortunately, I moderate in most of the categories I used to normally post in, so I'm not as frequently posting in them as I would, but I still get to read through it and see the stuff I want to see. So it's got its ups and downs on that, but that's probably the worst part, is that there is a division on how you can post.
Intrepid, what about you?
I'm going to go backwards with this one, because I totally agree with Krakur there. I mean, I call them the handcuffs.
Yep.
There are some things you just can't post anymore.
like a couple of years ago, we had a member come on saying that July 7th never happened. Well, after two pages, you know, I got him into checkmate, and I really, really wanted to go, booyah, in your face, how do you like me now? And you can't do that because you're a staff member, you know.
Right, right.
Good things? It's all good. I think moderators or members that have been to the site long enough, you're not an owner, but you have an ownership in the site. You have a stake. Right. You want to see the site be the best that it is. And like I said, whether you're a member or a moderator, that's pretty much it.
Right.
And how long have each of you been a moderator now?
Almost 3 years.
A few months. I think February or March of this year, I got the UDU.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay, now this is going to sound like a stupid question, but it's not to me because I consider this a very personal question. But, like, how many ATS points did you guys have to use to make your cool-looking avatars?
Go ahead and trip it. I'll let you deal with that.
Oh, mine didn't cost me any because my good buddy Umbrax, you know, he made it up for me. But I've been thinking of changing it lately, Dave. So can you give me any tips on how I can upload a new one?
Oh, I can give you a bunch of tips. None of them are worth a flip, but I can give you a bunch of them. I mean, you know, I mean, it's become a big joke of the site. And then Springer will tell you the drop of a hand. I mean, honestly, God, he didn't give me 300,000 points, but he gave me a buttload of points. He got so sick of me calling up going, Springer, I can't figure this thing out. Because, you know, it's going to be so wide. And see, I don't deal in pixels. You know, now, I know how to read a ruler. But I don't know how to read a pixel scale, you know? And
or a
so I'm
book.
Sitting there going, well, yeah, or a book, you know? And I'm sitting there trying to convert inches into pixels, and I'm going, this isn't working. And I mean, I went up and down the scale. I mean, I was inching up like I go, okay, well, I'll just go up just a hair and see what that does. Well, then, well, hell, you know, that was like 35, 40, 50, 500 points, whatever. Every time I incremented it up or down trying to make it look good, it didn't work. So I had to delete it and start over again.
You probably should have just sent a UDU to a moderator and not Springer. They'd have taken care of it for you right away.
Oh, Springer loves it, though, because, this is his chance to really, you know, really, really get on par with Dave, you know? You know, he's never been on par with me yet. I mean, you know, every time we have – he calls me. I mean, it's like having a brother. I mean, and I'm an only child. But Springer's like my brother. I mean, he really is. He and I physically talk every day, normally around 4:30, but he knows we're doing an interview with you guys, so he won't call. But every day we talk, and I mean, it's not about just – we don't talk about ATS necessarily. We talk about, you know, family and kids and ex-wives and, you know, howdy doody and, you know, all the other things that friends talk about.
Hey, how about beer? You're talking to a Canadian here.
Hey, listen.
Beer.
He doesn't drink beer.
Oh, my God.
He's a hoser, you know? I mean, he doesn't drink beer. He drinks Maker's Mark. Hey, listen, now I got to tell you, this is a sidebar.
Uh-oh.
I mean, are we all really happy that the guys are no longer doing the ATS thing? I have never in my life wanted to upchuck my cookies listening to them talk about what they're drinking. Who cares? Get on with a thread discussion. Christ, they talked for 10 minutes one show talking about Maker's Mark, and I forgot bourbon or whatever, you know, that Skeptic was drinking, and they're sitting there. You can hear them rattling their ice in their glass. What the hell kind of discussion is that?
Well, I find it pretty interesting, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, suck up. That's right.
I didn't realize we were allowed to drink and talk.
Yeah, that's right. Suck up to the bosses. That's right. Suck up. Don't join Dave. Let Dave go down in flames. No problem.
Well, now if I could just chime in here, considering that this will be one of the more embarrassing points in our Time Life 10 CD, what the hell were they thinking? Dave and Johnny, the early years. Let me go to something else since we're talking about embarrassing things. What might be considered the most embarrassing thing either one of you have had to experience since becoming a moderator? And we'll start with you, Cracker.
I actually have not made a fool of myself that I know of yet, other than I probably have, but I'm just not aware of it. I did actually, on the first day I was given the keys to the kingdom, edit another moderator, who's a friend of mine, his post for spelling and got torn for it by every other moderator. But other than that, I have not done anything publicly where anybody saw me getting made the fool. But it was pretty embarrassing.
Intrepid, how about you?
Oh, this also relates to the last question. Should be a side note there. You know, count your beers before you post.
Moderators don't moderate drunk?
Well, no, you don't moderate drunk, but definitely please don't put it on the board if you're that drunk. I made a post here a couple of weeks ago. The premise in and of itself made sense at the time. You know, that Mark David Chapman, you know, didn't kill Lennon. It was actually McCartney. You know what the worst part of that was? Logging on the next day and then seeing it and going, oh, Christ. I actually said that.
And then you had to, there was somebody that was sober and replied to it. And boy, that was probably more fun than what your post was initially.
Well, the first few minutes were, like you said, embarrassing. And then I chalked it up to, you know, in sobriety and said, oh, the hell with it. Tomorrow's another day.
Hold on one second, Dave. Before I toss it back over to you, I just wanted to comment. You know, Dave, you and I have become kind of like this honorary in badge only moderator status. And I have to admit that the other day, talking about embarrassing things, I had something happen to me with my very first action that I did. I actually destroyed a complete podcast thread that you and I had just finished that I had spent about 12 and a half hours working on. And I remember I'm going to the moderator section and just screaming for help. Oh, my God. And I'm thinking, you know, well, this is it, guys. I'll be seeing you all. I'll be at the end of the soup line down underneath a bridge by a river living in a trailer now. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been fun. But fortunately, the moderators were all very nice and were able to help me out and get me back up.
The super moderators and the administrators are so good at covering the rest of us when we screw up that it kind of makes our lives a little bit easier.
Well, now, you know, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, I thought that was the end of my ATS career right there. You know, completely destroyed a complete thread. All I really wanted to do was change the post a little bit.
Well, you know, this might be your opportunity, though. Here.
Really?
No, those mistakes are a badge of honor. I'm waiting for mine in public. I haven't done it yet, but I've been called names by a few people and had complaints filed about me, which is kind of, you know, nice, but I haven't done a public fool thing yet, and it's coming, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I tell you, I guess I'm gun shy about, you know, pulling the moderator cannon yet, because, you know, I mean, God, I mean, talk about, you know, the blind leading the blind. I mean, you know, I'm the biggest screw up that walks the face of the earth, and I can just see me going, well, now, you know, and talk about the F-bomb king. I can see me trying to censure somebody, you know, for, you know, F-bombing the site, you know, and they're going, you know, especially after that last incident, you know, to where I became the ATS official cyber redneck. I mean, you know, it's just really funny. Now I want to do a sidebar here, because I want to, you know, we talk about, you know, going behind the curtain, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, and I want to just go behind the curtain just for a second. The thing that I have found to be the absolute neatest, being this, as Johnny says, this guy with a fake FBI badge, is being able to get into the areas that are strictly moderator only areas. And I think some of them don't even show up unless you're a moderator. Is that true?
On the board page? I'll let you answer that one.
Actually, I'm pretty unclear on the question.
In other words, you know, like Cosmic is an example. You know, the trash bin, and then that other thing, whatever that other third thing is that the moderators have access to.
Oh, complaint form.
Do those show up to other members, or do they only show up to people that are moderator status?
No, I believe that's just for staff only.
But the trash bin is, I think, visible for everybody, but you can't post on it.
Yeah, but does Cosmic show up to other people?
No.
Okay, and does the other thing?
I don't think anyone knew
people?
About it until you just mentioned it. Actually,
well, you know, it's okay that we have a few secrets.
Of the moderator's form is Cosmic.
Yeah.
There we go.
Damn, the Illuminati's on our ass now.
We're going to be doing this interview again in an hour.
Yeah, but it's going to be with the NSA.
Right.
But okay, you guys, what about this cosmic thing? But you know, I mean, all kidding aside for a second, the neatest thing has been to see the, I guess, underneath the powertrain of the automobile, because you get a completely different perspective and appreciation, at least I have, on what you guys really have to go through. My God, you know, I didn't realize until, you know, I went on, you know, to the dark side, that you guys, when you give somebody a warning or you give somebody a slap on the hand or whatever, that it automatically posts in this area, and then every other moderator sees exactly what's going on. No wonder nobody can get away with anything on AboveTopSecret.com, because it's just ingenious. It is absolutely ingenious.
It's self-policing, Dave. It's self-policing. I mean, we have had mods in the past that have actually really gone to the dark side and took personal agendas into their hands, and those people are no longer moderators, and that's because we are self-policing.
You know, a lot of, I would say probably more than 60 to 70% of the issues on the site are actually brought to our attention from the members.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, they file complaints. We then look into it. Yeah, we read through the threads and we do what we have to do as well. And when we see something, it's very rare that somebody has an action pulled on them without a discussion first. No one will get a warn or, you know, a post will be deleted or anything unless it's completely against the TNC and it's a totally obvious offense. We don't do anything without at least two or three people seeing it and chiming in and discussing it before it gets done, unless, like I said, it's just totally obvious.
And I'm pretty sure that there's going to be at least, you know, 10 or 20 people out there that are going to go, BS.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like anything. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but, I mean, you know, I can say unequivocally, and John, if you don't agree with me, you jump in and tell me you don't, because you do anyway, but, you know, the thing that I really have begun to admire, and I know, you know, I'm the guy that started out calling you guys the Gestapo and all this stuff. And, I mean, you know, it was lighthearted humor, kind of the dark humor. But, I mean, it was lighthearted to a degree, you know, because, you know, you guys were just kind of, to me at the time, you know, before I really realized what a huge responsibility you guys have, I mean, I kind of looked at you like as the enemy, you know. And, I mean, you guys are far from the enemy, because I cannot even fathom how difficult the site would be to enjoy for anybody if you guys weren't doing what you're doing and, you know, and eliminating all the nuts, you know, that are just coming in there just to jack with people. And I mean, I've seen it, you know, 100 times, and you guys have seen it probably hundreds of thousands of times.
You know, I think that the members do a pretty good job themselves. They seem to really get it. And it's, you know, if you go to other forums, it's not like this. And yes, the moderators, we do a ton of work, and we do streamline these things and make sure people stay in line. But the members do it just as often as we do.
It's like I said earlier, it's ownership. They have an ownership in the site. I mean,
right.
You know, their opinions are there. They believe in what ATS is doing, and they send the alerts when the alerts need to be sent. Sometimes they send the alerts when the alerts don't need to be sent, but that's another issue.
They send alerts quite often. Okay, you don't want to know where you see it? When you see something posted that's either an obvious hoax or something that's just too ridiculous for it to be real, and right. You see the members that are in there, and they're actually offended that it would be put there for people to believe. And there are things, and it happens every few months. There's a big thread that pops up that it's just, you know, is it true? Who the hell knows? But the members, the usual members, because there's always a few that, you know, go along with it and then go against it, but there's always the same core group that will sit there and say, don't do this on our site. This isn't real. This isn't right. At least give proof. At least this. And they're the ones that drive the site and make it what it is.
And you know, one last thing before I throw it back to John, and it's just like the rant that I did when John and I did a show a couple of shows ago, in talking about how these nuts come in here and they sit there and think, just because we are Disneyland for nuts, that, you know, they can come in and put any BS they want to put on the site and that all of everybody is going to believe it on the family of ATS. You know, it's just not going to happen because there are super intelligent people on the site.
Try to get that past our membership. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
That's it.
Wait. This stuff's not true?
Yeah. Oh.
Cole.
Well, I want to pop in here just briefly here before we get around to wrapping this thing up. We know that a lot of these posts that you have to throw into the trash bin, maybe for various reasons that I'm sure all have to do with the T's and C's, the terms and conditions. What I'd kind of like to know, besides Dave Rabbit's occasional posts that have probably visited the trash bin numerous
times.
There's
a bunch of them there, bro. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. I went through that trash bin first thing.
What might be some of your guys' favorite posts that you can remember that ended up getting trashed? And you don't have to name the name of the member, but can you recall a particular post that ended up getting trashed, but that maybe just made you laugh your butt off?
Well, I got one. It not necessarily laugh, but it seemed pretty poignant at the time. This would have been 2-3 weeks ago. A member came up with a thread that was about the way coalition forces in Iraq were treating Iraqi people and saying some pretty nasty things, trying to make a joke out of them, you know, putting a member in, you know, can I put a member in your, you know what I mean?
Right.
And if that was a damn good point, but the language in the link was so bad, it had to go. But the point still remained, and he was allowed to reopen the thread without the link because it's pretty important.
So if a member chooses their words correctly, could be actually the difference of whether or not the post stays up or goes to the trash bin.
Yeah, if you put something up there, listen, go into Skunk Works. There's dozens of threads in there, maybe more, that can't be proven, true or false, but can't be removed because they can't be proven. It's not a matter of whether or not it's ridiculous. It's a matter of if you state a fact and can't prove it. And if these people go in there and they say it's not a fact, but I think this to be the case, it'll stay.
See, I told you. It was McCartney that did Lennon.
So it's basically how they phrase it more than it is the fact. If they go in there and just say this is fact and have no substantiation, that's going to be trash.
It won't be trash. It'll just be deemed a hoax. It'll be labeled a hoax if it's deemed to be a hoax. And usually, that the most recent one was a Ghost Raven who posted about something at the beginning of August. That went on for a long time before it was finally closed down and deemed a hoax. Of course, there are posting it that it's real.
And you know what's really funny? Don't tell anybody, but Springer wanted us to try to interview the guy. And, of course, that was found out that obviously he didn't want us to interview the guy.
That guy's a hoax. Don't interview him.
Well, he certainly wouldn't have been any more entertaining than we are.
I don't think so.
Well, we certainly want to appreciate having the curtain drawn for this special little segment where we've been talking with two of our favorite moderators, Mr. Intrepid and Krakur from the fine establishment www.abovetopsecret.com. And we appreciate you guys taking some moments out of your busy schedule to talk with us. And Dave, if you would, please, would you do a golf clap with me for right now, please?
I want to give the guys a clap. Let's give them a clap. Okay,
I hate to
Dave and Johnny
so,
just gave you the clap.
The first time.
Yeah, we gave you the clap. And there's no penicillin either, fellas. I hate to tell you that. On behalf of Dave Rabbit and my co-host,
Johnny Anonymous,
we'd like to thank you guys both for joining us on this, the first Meet the Moderator segment.
Well, I don't feel so violated, so
thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You know, John, I mean, we've done several interviews so far at the ATS Mix Show, but that has to be one of the most fun interviews that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it was. It was an extremely fun time. In fact, the time passed by like butter. It was great fun.
Yeah, and you know, the thing I really liked about it is, you know, when we first went into the interview with the guys, you know, I was really expecting them to have their cards a little bit closer to the vest. But, boy, I was just totally blown away at how honest, how open, and just, you know, they just kept giving us information that was even beyond, you know, the things that we had really, you know, thought that we were going to ask them to begin with. It was just a terrific interview, and you know, on behalf of both of us, I can't thank the moderator staff and the ownership of AboveTopSecret.com for allowing us to, as John said at the very beginning of the show, to get behind the curtain and see who the wizard really is.
And we hope that you members enjoyed it too, and we hope that you'll also stop by our area at the ATS Mix platform and post your thoughts of what you thought of the interview. And we hope that you enjoyed it. In the meantime, until our next show, I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit.
We'll see you next time on the ATS Mix.
Why did all the dinosaurs die out?
Because you touch yourself at night.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network LLC or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.